This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Gaffel Kolsch. It's a Category 6C Kolsch. Okay, this is imported in a bottle. It is from Cologne, so it is one of the classic examples. It's not one of the better known examples in Cologne. There are much better examples there. But this is one of the ones that we can get here, so it's worth checking out. Take a look at it. It's a pale gold color, crystal clear. Kolsch is traditionally filtered in Germany, so you really expect it to be brilliant clarity. And it's got a moderate-sized white head with really tight bubbles. All that's good. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma. It's got a medium-low Pils malt aroma. It's a little grainy, but it also has that characteristic sweetness. You get a little bit of sulfur, also a little bit of noble hop. Otherwise, it's clean. I'm not really getting any esters at all. It's mostly malt in the nose, although that graininess gives it a little hard edge to it. It's not quite as delicate as the better examples. The Pils malt doesn't really come through, and it doesn't have the soft esters behind it supporting it. So I'm going to give it a 10 for aroma, tasting it. It's got a soft Pils malt flavor, medium hop flavor. Somewhere between medium low to medium bitterness, maybe a little closer to medium. It's got a very dry finish. It's a little grainy. I'm not really getting any esters. If they're there, they're very low. I am getting a little sulfur, though. It's a very attenuated beer. The malt does have a slight Pils flavor, but it's subtle because it's so attenuated. The bitterness and malt are nearly even, and both last into the aftertaste, maybe with a malt a touch forward, but it's pretty close to even. I'm going to give it a 16 for flavor. So the mouthfeel. It's got a medium light body, somewhere between medium high and high carbonation. It is fairly smooth. It's very crisp in the finish. I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. It can vary a little bit. Most examples are a little softer. So overall, this is really quite dry. The extreme dryness suppresses some of the malt character. I like a little bit of that sort of Pils character to last. It's a little grainy. I don't know if it has any wheat in it or not. Wheat is really not in most examples. There's only a couple that use it, and they use a small percentage, I'm sure. It's not, a wheat kind of beer. You really want to taste more of the Pils malt. But this is grainy. Not sure why. But it is super attenuated. That dryness and the graininess and the bitterness being towards the high end, again, give it this... The best way I can describe it is just a hard character. It's like I tend to think of this as a soft, delicate, elegant style. And it's got a little bit of a hard edge to it. That's not bad. I just think other examples that, pull the punch a little bit wind up being easier to drink and more authentic. I mean, the ones that I remember having in Cologne and very fresh, all had that nice, delicate flavor. So this one's a little on the dry and bitter side. Perhaps this is something to do with the bottling, but I didn't actually have this particular one in Cologne. The ones you can find in the States, I mean, you can find Reisdorf and you find Gaffel, and those aren't really the big players in Cologne, so I didn't actually try them over there, so I don't know how they translate. The Cologne convention that describes how the Kolsch style should be made, or the profile that it should fit, yeah, it covers this, I'm sure. It's a decent example. Just know that if you have it and you're getting that sort of hard edge to it, that's not found in many of the examples. So if you think of it with a little bit more Pils malt flavor, a little bit softer in the finish, you know, maybe a touch of esters, then that's a little bit more common. There is variety between the different brewers. It's a narrow style, but there's not a lot of places to hide, and each of them can sort of tweak. You know, one's a little bit maltier, one's a little bit fruitier, one's a little hoppier. You know, they change the balance. So that's one of the fun things about tooling around in Cologne, trying the different examples, is to see how they vary from place to place. So, 8 overall, total score of 42. That's the Gaffel Kolsch, Category 6C Kolsch.